Well, here's the big question, though.
Go ahead.
No citizenship.
No citizenship. No
citizenship. Everyone agree with that?
All right. I mean, go a step further. They'll pay back taxes. They have to pay taxes. There's no amnesty as such. There's no amnesty.
Right.
I also think that after we do DACA, and I really believe we should be able to be successful, I really think we should look in terms of your permanent solution and to the whole situation with immigration. I think a lot of people in this room would agree to that also, but we'll do it in steps. And most people agree with that, I think, Dick. We'll do it in steps. Even you say, let's do this, and then we go phase two.
You are listening to the Laura Ingraham Show, 855-40-LAURA. Wow, it seems like a long time since that Hannity Town Hall, no amnesty. And now, the art of governing. How do you get to the wall without this amnesty? Is amnesty a prerequisite to getting to the wall, getting it funded? Remember, Trump can't fund the wall. He can want it, but he can't fund it. He has to get Congress to fund it. But do you have to go through that amnesty door, which seems to really cut against all of his campaign pledges? Or can you do it a different way? I don't see it right now. But boy, comprehensive immigration reform, it's a bill of love. I agree with what everybody's saying in the room. We're going to do comprehensive. What? You're agreeing with Dick Durbin? Or is he just saying that? I mean, I think after yesterday, people's heads are spinning. Maybe that was his intent. He wanted everybody's heads to spin. We'll get to all your calls on this. Do you feel let down, concerned, or buoyed by what you heard from the president yesterday? I think you could make the strong argument, I did this last night, that he certainly took center stage. He certainly commanded that room. He had everybody there. He was running the meeting. He brought the press in, not afraid of the press being there at all. And this idea that he lost his mind, well, I don't think so. But nevertheless, I can report today that, and Raymond, tell me if I'm wrong, the overwhelming majority of my listeners today are very worried. They're very concerned.
Yep.
So either they have to message this differently, they have to stop using things like far right. The president can't refer to the far right. Who's the far right? Like name the hosts. Name them. Who's far right on the radio? TV. That's what Lindsey Graham said, and the president agreed with him. Joining us now, Joe Arpaio, who is 85 years young, former sheriff of Maricopa County in Arizona. He's tangled with these anti-enforcement people for decades, and he joins us now. He said he's going to run for Senate for that Jeff Flake seat. You got Kelly Ward out there, who I've supported, and you got other people who are thinking of running, and McSally, and what does this all mean, and what does Joe Arpaio think of what the president said yesterday? He joins us now. Sheriff Joe, how are you, my friend?
Hey, congratulations on your gig with Fox. You're doing a great job.
Thank you, Sheriff Joe. Let's talk about what the president said yesterday and what your take on it is. I don't sugarcoat stuff with my listeners. I don't play this game where, oh, well, it's all good and everything's great, it's going great, and he's fulfilling his promises. If it turns out that the president sounds and acts more like Dick Durbin and Dianne Feinstein than he does like, you know, what you and I would do on the border. Well, what's the future of this presidency?
Well, first of all, I was busy on all the TV, radio. When I said I'm running for Senate, so I didn't keep up with the president's I presume he had an executive meeting or a meeting.
Okay, so you're coming on the show and you don't know anything that happened yesterday?
Well, I got an idea. I can read the president's mind. I've been following the issue of immigration, illegal immigration for years.
Okay, so you don't have to watch the hour-long event.
No,
then,
I can answer
you can
your
read
question.
His mind? I mean, I don't get that.
I didn't tune in to the TV. I was busy doing my stuff on the being a candidate for the U.S.
being a candidate
Senate,
is being informed too.
Question.
But let's being a candidate is being informed too. So the issue that you really care about is we'll play the fifth Trump soundbite. Since you didn't hear it, we'll play it for you. Let's listen.
My positions are going to be what the people in this room come up with. I am very much reliant on the people in this room. I know most of the people on both sides. I have a lot of respect for the people on both sides, and my what I approve is going to be very much reliant on what the people in this room come to me with. I have great confidence in the people. If they come to me with things that I'm not in love with, I'm going to do it because I respect them.
Okay.
What's the problem with that? He's a great negotiator. You get the people together and try to alleviate a problem. At least he's talking about it. This has been going on for how many years? Congress will never look at it. They don't have the guts to make a decision. So finally, we got a president that's forcing the Congress to do something about it. And so he's talking about it. You can't make everybody happy, but let's see what the results are.
Well, but if Sheriff Joan, I know you want Trump to endorse you, and you know you don't want to
No, wait a minute. I never said I want the president to endorse me.
So you don't want him to endorse you?
Pardon?
You don't want him to endorse you?
No, I'm not asking him.
So what are you saying?
Pardon?
What are you saying? You said you're not asking him to endorse you. Wow, I'd want him to endorse me if I were in Arizona, but go ahead.
Well, wait a minute. I'm trying to be honest with you. I would welcome his endorsement just like he did the pardon. I knew nothing about it, but he knew that it was a witch hunt. No, I've been with him since July of 2015. I don't just flip now to get some votes using the president. So I've been with him from the day one, and I'll be with him forever. So let's make that clear.
So if he sells out the voters and goes for amnesty and comprehensive reform with 700 miles of some type of fencing or wall, Sheriff Joe is all on board with that. Is that right?
Well, you know, I have confidence in him.
Well, don't you have confidence in your principles, Sheriff? I'm sorry to interrupt you, but you know something? This is what drives me crazy about people. And you're the guy who is like the toughest nails on the border. Suddenly President Trump is sounding like President Obama on comprehensive reform. And you're I'm going to follow him to the end. Really? Aren't the principles what matter here, sir?
No, let me put it this way. I have confidence in him trying to negotiate to get a solution to this. I am against amnesty. I believe in a wall mainly to keep the drugs out of our country, not just illegal immigrants. So what do you mean I'm losing my principle?
The reason I said that is because you said I'll follow him to the end. To which I responded,
as president of the United States, it doesn't mean I have to agree with him all the time.
Okay, but
I do. I support him, and
Well, we have friends, and we support our friends, but we also intervene when our friends go off track, and we'll see how it goes. I'm willing to withhold my judgment, by the way. I want to see how this all goes. But when the president, and I'm saying it again, is using the language, maybe it's just all a cutesy play, and if that happens, fantastic. But when the president uses the line, and James, play the far right line, please. I don't know what number it is, but play it for me. And I want Sheriff Joe to hear this, because Sheriff Joe, this is how they were describing you when they wanted to put you in jail. Let's listen.
I do have people that are, let's just to use a very common term, very far right and very far left. They're very unhappy about what we're doing, but I really don't believe they have to be, because I really think this sells itself. If you want to know the truth, Dick, if we do this properly, DACA, you're not so far away from comprehensive immigration reform. And if you want to take it that further step, I'll take the heat. I don't care. I'll take all the heat you want to give me, and I'll take the heat off both the Democrats and the Republicans.
Okay, your response to that?
Well, at least he's got the guts to take the heat, number one. He doesn't care where they're coming from, and that shows leadership, too. He has to do what's good for our country, regardless
of politics.
What does
far right mean? Who is far
right? I
don't
know what you're talking about.
Do you know how many times you've been called far right? Do you know how many times they've called you far right, Sheriff Joe?
Okay, I'm far right, far left. They call me everything. It doesn't bother
me. No, they never call you far left. I've never heard that. But I just think you have to be really specific on this. So what you're saying is, as a candidate for the Senate, you are okay with a partial wall, an amnesty for 800,000 people, perhaps an end to chain migration, perhaps not.
I never said that.
And then comprehensive reform.
Now you're supporting my opponent. I hope I have a lot of respect for you and your integrity. I hope you're not trying to put me in a box because you're supporting my opponent.
No, you weren't in the race when I supported Kelly Ward. I had no idea all these years were going to run for Senate. I had no idea, obviously. You didn't tell me. You should have told me.
Well, you know, I had to make a quick decision. I don't like what's going on with senators against the president.
Well, Jeff Flake is praising Trump yesterday. So Jeff Flake, the guy who's another nemesis of yours, he thinks Trump's going in the right direction.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, he wasn't praising me yesterday, that's for sure.
Well, you're making my point, though. And again, I'm not. I've had you on my TV show, radio. I mean, you've been coming on with me for how long, Sheriff Joe? 20 years? I don't know. 15 years?
24, probably.
Yeah. So look, I love the fact, and I have been I think this is right, Raymond. Before almost anyone in radio and TV, I have to go back to my logs. I think I had Sheriff Joe on, highlighting and praising what he did to show how you enforce the rule of law in Arizona. I mean, who else has done that?
Trouble. A witch hunt over that.
Right. And I called it a witch hunt, which is what
Mickey
it was.
Mickey Mouse misdemeanor, contempt of court, because it took 8 years to get me. They could get me only on a misdemeanor, contempt of court.
Yeah.
And I'm not giving up on that one yet, just because I was enforcing illegal immigration laws.
Are you? Have you had a conversation with the president about running for Senate? Have you already talked to him about it?
No. I don't even know if he knew about it. There was speculation in the last month and a half. No, I haven't talked to him about it. And I don't care. I still say I respect the president. I always will. You don't have to agree with all the policies.
Fair
but you
enough.
Can still respect the man, respect his guts. And at least we'll go out there and fight. Sometimes he may be wrong, so what? But, you know, everybody's after him. That's what makes me very angry, after him, including his own party. You talk about Flake, he flip-flops back to before he hates the president. McCain hates the president. So now they have to flip around? First of all, Flake's a Democrat anyway. Naturally, he thinks he's got the president on this issue. So he's playing his games.
Senator, we have to let you go. We have to let you go in a few seconds. But what made you decide to run?
Well, that's a good question. When I left office, told my wife I'm not going to get involved in politics. And I saw what was happening several months ago. Decided to get back into it and give speeches to the Republicans, which I've been doing for 24 or 25 years. And then the Washington Examiner asked me a month and a half ago, hey, what are you going to do? Are you going to run for office? I said, I don't know. Well, what about running against Flake? I said, I don't know. I have no idea. But then I evaluated the situation. And I said, you know what? I got to get into the Senate and do my thing, but also support the agenda and the policies of the president, because it does affect Arizona.
So by the time you finish your term, if you're elected, you'll be 91.
Okay.
I might go another
one. I'm strong. You know, you see me. I have no problems with my age. We have some people in Congress that are just about my age. Nobody talks about them.
I do. I talk about them all the time. They all should retire. Yeah, they all should retire. I think wisdom is hard won, hard fought wisdom. I think you have a lot of it. But I also think, you know, you have a chance to support somebody who, and I'm not even talking about Kelly Ward, someone who has your values, who fight the way you fight, who is a lot younger and has a big future in politics, maybe even national politics. And look, I wish you all the best, and you know, we'll have you back. And I don't mean to jump you on this immigration stuff, but you know, you're a beacon on this issue, always have been. And I just look forward to watching this. And we'll have you back, and I'll be an honest and fair broker on this as we go forward. Sheriff Joe Arpaio on The Laura Ingraham Show. Sheriff Joe, we'll talk to you soon. Thanks so much, and Happy New Year. Don't go away.
The Laura Ingraham Show.